Welcome to Chapter by Chapter, a program designed to encourage you to read a chapter in your Bible every day. And here with a summary of today's chapter is Sandy Adams.
The disciples possess the Spirit, but in Acts chapter 2, the Spirit possesses them. Wind blows through the upper room, and flames dance over the heads of the disciples. In the Old Testament, when God dedicated the temple, He consumed Solomon's sacrifice with fire from heaven. Here, a new temple is being dedicated. The Spirit is filling His church. This time, the fire descends on living sacrifices. Tongue-tied disciples now speak perfect praise in unlearned languages. The wind and fire are never repeated, but throughout the book of Acts, awkward adoration becomes fluent with the help of the gift of tongues. Notice Peter has a biblical explanation for the upper room experience. What the passers-by had witnessed was what was predicted by the prophet Joel. I'm all for experience, but be leery of an encounter that's not encountered in Scripture. Peter, the man who proved chicken when the rooster crowed, now preaches with power. The power of Pentecost turns wimps into witnesses. Church life in those days was simple. The calendar wasn't cluttered with church bazaars, planning luncheons, and board meetings. They met to study the Word, pray, fellowship, and worship. The agenda was always spiritual, and the Lord added to the church daily. When the church gets back to basics, God gets back to blessing His church.
Chapter by Chapter is the radio ministry of Calvary Chapel, Stone Mountain, Georgia, and its pastor, Sandy Adams. If you would like a cassette of a complete study of today's chapter, contact us toll-free at 8777-BY-CHAP. That's 8777-BYCHAP. Or on the web, where you can listen again to today's chapter at calvarychapelstonemountain.com. Thanks for listening.